Good evening. I will now call the January 8th, 2026 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Stanton, may we please have a roll call?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Brodsky. Commissioner Dar.
Here.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Commissioner Gray.
Here.
Chair Ortiz.
Here.
I'm here. Commissioner Stockton.
Here.
Commissioner Walters.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
5, 6, 7, 8. We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr. Zinner, are there any changes or adjustments to our agenda this evening?
Yes, there are, Madam Chairperson. Case number 32-2026, our one and only public hearing this evening, has actually submitted a request for tabling for tonight's meeting. Instead of the public hearing that we have queued up on the agenda, that will be actually a tabling request, and we will just make a minor presentation for that. This was an advertised item, however, so if we do have anybody that would like to speak, they would be able to speak on the topic of the tabling.
Thank you very much. With that adjustment to the agenda, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Gray, seconded by Commissioner Dar. Is there a thumbs up approval on the agenda? Unanimous. Thank you. We all received a copy of the minutes from our last regular meeting. Oh, wait, we already approved those at the last work session, didn't we?
There was no December 18th meeting, so no minutes to approve this evening.
Excellent. Then moving straight on to our tabling request for tonight. Case number 32-2026, a request by Matthew Hawley, agent, on behalf of Matthew and Hope Hawley owners to allow 903 West Worley Street to be used as a 210-night, maximum 6-guest short-term rental pursuant to Section 29-3.3VV and Section 29-6.4M2 of the Unified Development Code. The home has three on-site, off-street parking spaces and sufficient bedroom area to support the requested 6 guests. The 0.27-acre subject site is located on the north side of West Worley Street, approximately 245 feet east of its intersection with Northwest Boulevard. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may, Madam Chairman. So as you can see here on the screen, the subject site is the highlighted parcel located roughly 245 feet east of Northwest Boulevard. The applicant had submitted at the beginning of this week a request to table, which was after our published agenda. As you have seen probably in the submitted tabling letter, they are in the process of having a new addition to their family and therefore are probably in the hospital this evening and could not make tonight's meeting. So they have asked that this be delayed until the January 22nd meeting, which will allow time for the delivery of their newborn as well as utilization of other family to help allow them to be present here on January 22nd. They would have otherwise been ready. The applicant was actually 41 weeks in gestation, so she was 2 weeks overdue. She was beside herself when she called me. She's like, I want to get rid of the child, but I also want to be at the meeting. Can I send somebody in my stead? And I said, probably not advisable. We would really like to hear from you or your husband. And she said, well, my husband's going to be here with me, so let's table. We do not have a problem with this. You have received all public correspondence that we've received to this date. We have not received anything since our last transmission to you, which was Wednesday of this week. With that, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff about the tabling? Seeing none, I just wondered, we have nothing else on the agenda for January 22nd, is that correct?
No, we do have, we have two items on the agenda,
okay.
One of which, as I will go over in the preview, we do already have a tabling request for. So we will have this item as a carryover, and then we do have another permanent zoning request.
Okay, okay. I just was going to say, if we have nothing else going on, I'd rather give them maybe a little extra time with the newborn.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public comment. If anyone is here who wanted to comment on this case or on the tabling request for the case, please do so now. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments, or would someone like to make a motion to table this case?
I make a motion to table case number 32-2026.
Thank you. And would you take, say, to date certain, January 22nd?
Oh, I make a motion to table case number 32-2026 to date certain, January 22nd.
Thank you, Commissioner Walters. Second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would you give us a roll call, please, Commissioner Stanton?
Of course, Madam Chair. Commissioner Brodsky? Commissioner Dar?
Yes.
Commissioner Galloway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz?
Yes.
Yes. Commissioner Stockton?
Yes.
Commissioner Walters?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Have eight, Madam Chair.
Very good. Unanimously, that matter will be tabled to date certain, January 22nd, 2026. That concluding our business for the evening, are there any comments of a general nature from the public? Seeing none, we will go to staff comments, Mr. Zinner.
So as I indicated, we will have a meeting on January 22nd. It will begin with a work session at our regularly scheduled time at 5:30 p.m. over in 1A, 1B. We will have some topics, some new topics to discuss at this upcoming meeting, as we discuss this evening in our work session itself. You have a number of cases that are on the agenda for the 22nd. Two scheduled items that were initially on this agenda, 49-26 and 56-26, those were originally scheduled. 32, our case we just tabled, will be brought forward to this agenda. With respect to 49-26, a request to table that to the February 5th meeting has been submitted already. That is due to some extensive staff comments that need to be addressed, discussion as it relates to development agreement content, which would be something more addressed by our city council, and just some levels of detail with this project that are going to need a little bit of additional time to work through. So that will not be, we have to, it has been advertised, and therefore it will have to appear like 3226. We will have to formally table it because it was, we were unable to get the advertising withdrawn before it ran on Tuesday of this week. So those are the three cases that will be on the 22nd's agenda, with 49-26 being tabled. The cases here, maps of those case locations are shown here. The Worley Street case that we just tabled, the Rolling Hills and Richland Road case, at the intersection of Rolling Hills and Richland on the east side of town, and then the El Chaparral Avenue case, which is just to the southwest of the Brooks subdivision off of Route WW. This is actually a permanent zoning request to accommodate the newest city fire station on the east side of town. The request is to take the RS and the CG zoning and zone that property R1 in the city boundaries, subject to annexation. Those are the only items that we have on the agenda for the coming meeting. My appreciation for your attention and your contributions this evening during work session. And as I have said, we will have the small lot design standards out to our industry professionals by the end of the month, and that we do intend on having the public comment period open for our revised definitions, the proposed revisions to the definition of family, here probably by the end of next week. So with that, that is all I have to offer. We look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
Very good. Any commissioner comments this evening? Seeing none, Commissioner Stanton.
I'd like to entertain a motion.
Please.
I move to adjourn.
Is it
second?
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Ortiz. Without objection, we stand adjourned.